Hello.
Hi, this is Adriana with customer service, giving you a return and callback.
Yes, one of the products that I received, the watch, I'm not sure how to even charge that and stuff, and there's no charge port or anything with that watch. And I was thinking to return it.
Okay, let me check and see that for you. Can you provide me your zip code?
Sure, 51654.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
51654.
And what is that first and last name?
Melanie Dine.
You said 51654?
Yeah.
Let's see. I don't see anything under that zip code. 51654. Okay. Can you spell your last name?
Dines. D-I-N-E-S.
You said D I N.
E S.
Okay. That didn't pop up either.
I just spoke to someone earlier.
And what did they say?
Well, I was planning to return. What happened was, I wanted to return them, but then he gave me a discount of 50% to keep it. So that when I, and then after that, I said, that's fine. And then I looked at the watch again, and there was just no, like, way to charge it or open it up or anything like that. So it was like, how am I even going to use it? So I thought maybe just to return it.
Okay. Last name, D-I-N-E-S. Can you spell your first name?
M-E-L-A-N-I-E.
Would it happen to be under another name?
No, it's under my name, Melanie Dine.
Okay, let's try this. Can you give me your address? Your city and state first.
Thurman, Iowa. Thurman, Iowa.
You said Thurman, Iowa, mm-hmm. And what is that address?
P.O. Box 1.
That didn't work either. Okay. Going to do this one more way. Can you confirm the last four digits of your card?
505.
You said 505?
Yeah.
Missing one number.
2505.
Oh, okay, give me one moment. That didn't work either.
That's weird. I just talked to him a few minutes ago. And I gave him the same information he asked for.
So I'm not sure why it's not popping up for me. I've tried your address, city and state, zip code, first and last name, phone number, and the last four digits. And I don't, I'm not pulling up a Melanie Hines.
Dines, David,
sorry.
I'll just go ahead and just let this go and
so there should have been a charger cord.
No, it only came with a watch and a little piece of paper on how to charge and all that, but I mean, there's no pictures on how to even charge it.
Okay, so
there's no way no area to plug it in.
Okay, so I'm going to assume, based off of the watches that I've seen before, when you take off the rubber parts of the watch,
Right.
Okay, so when you take off the rubber parts, there should be like a part on the watch screen that's USB capable. You should be able to plug your plug it up to like a computer or a wall plug or anything.
Oh, when I take the band off?
Yes.
Plug that part, you know, the band. You can pull that off because David put it on. Use that to plug on the computer.
Yeah, it should be like a USB sticking out on the other side of the watch screen.
On the watch screen. Okay. So every time we charge, we've got to pull that wrist thing off and charge it. Because there's nothing else around.
Yes, ma'am.
Or, you know, to plug. Okay. We'll try that one.
Yeah, tell me if...
finding my information, so...
Yeah, I don't know why, but pull off the bands real quick and tell me if you see the USB port.
Okay, well, my husband went in the house to go get it. Let me walk in the house, and he's going to do that.
If you don't mind me asking, what's your husband's name by any chance?
Last name? Same. Oh, let me see. Can you... Oh, it's there. Oh. Okay. We got it.
Okay, there
yeah,
you
we
go.
Didn't know that. Well, gosh, thank you.
No problem.
Now it's charging.
Do you have it... Do you have the app that you need to use it to connect it to your phone?
No. Did you know there's an app on here? You have to turn it on. There's an app there to go through.
Oh, yeah. You download the app on your phone.
What's that?
Let me pull up my scripts again.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to make sure you're able to... fully use the watch before we disconnect. Okay, so with the product, there is a app that you downloaded on your phone called WearFit 2.0. Do you have an iPhone or Android?
Android.
Yeah. Okay.
He already has it on his phone, yeah.
Okay. If you can do me a quick favor, go to your settings, go to where it says about phone, and tell me your compatibility of your phone. Yeah, tell me your software.
Okay, hold on a second. So.
Ooh, bless you.
Which one did you say to go to?
Go to your settings, your phone settings, And you should be able to go to where it says about phone, and it'll tell you if your software is updated or not. And just tell me how what is the percentage of your software, like 4.0 or 5.7.
Yeah, software information. Android version 8.1.0.
Okay, great. Your phone is compatible. So what you do is you download the WearFit 2 app, the WearFit 2.0. Once you download that app, make sure your Bluetooth is turned on and the watch is turned on as well. So don't connect it to your phone Bluetooth. Make sure it doesn't connect to your phone. You go to the app and you make sure your Bluetooth is on while you're on the app. And it's going to search for something called KY11. Once it pop up on the app, you click that, you fill in your information, and the watch is connected to your phone.
Okay.
Yeah. So, okay. Yes. I downloaded it with Android. Yep. Okay. Look for Fit Pro or by scan. Well, we got the QR code on the instruction. We can scan that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can also scan through the QR code, too.
Okay. All right. We'll get
started.
Yeah,
that'll make it easier.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll get started on it.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer service.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You as well.
Thank you.